T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, one guy that we didn't bring up as far as special young quarterbacks, kind of limited it to Dak and Watson. One guy that may command at least approaching Mahomes-type level, except for he plays in a lot different way, and it'd make you a lot more nervous, Lamar Jackson. I will be fascinated to see how the Ravens handle Lamar Jackson's contract and money when the time comes, assuming he stays healthy through the next.
With all due respect, his trajectory is different. If you base basically the last 2 years, Mahomes has been in 2 AFC championship games and has won a Super Bowl in his first 3 years. So you're right, though, and it will be interesting. I doubt that the Ravens would look at him in a similar way that the Chiefs look at Patrick Mahomes. Fair or unfair?
Fair, but how does Lamar Jackson and his representation look at Lamar Jackson?
View that. Yeah, that and that's fair, too.
I mean, that's what they'll come back with. You know, we won an MVP already. I know we haven't been to the Super Bowl, but, you know, he's a different dude. But then again, so is Mahomes.
Oh, no question. Yeah, he is a different dude. No question at all.
AFC's got a couple of dandies. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we totally get off football, Adam Schefter just tweeted that the Broncos have selected Mike Shanahan for the Ring of Fame, according to a source. In 2021, they'll have that ceremony.
What took Shanahan, them so long?
Well, you're right. One of seven coaches in NFL histories with 175 wins and 2 Super Bowls. The others, you wouldn't blink about putting on your Ring of Fame. Shula, Belichick, Landry, Knowles, Noel, Parcells, and Coughlin. Tom Coughlin, actually, maybe the eyebrow raiser of the group. But, yeah, so in 2021, due to the COVID, Mike Shanahan will be on the Ring of Fame in Denver. Speaking of Denver, the Rockies are going to open up with the Rangers, it looks like, and the Royals are going to open up at Cleveland. They'll be on the road for the first 7. And we didn't mention this. It was a couple days ago, and I think MLB policy is that they don't necessarily leak. They're not going to release the names, but some of these guys tell reporters anyway. And Salvador Perez was one Royal that tested positive for COVID, but apparently he is asymptomatic and said he feels good enough to play. You know, he's not working out because of the positive test, but he's got, I bet it seems like a long off season for him and Mondesi both, that they have had to really bide their time before they get back out there. Now, Salvi is tested positive, but has been quoted as saying he can't wait to be back. And the Royals home opener will be the 31st against the White Sox. And more chatter out there, Bruce, about teams, not only the Royals. Whit Merrifield has come out and said it. I've seen and read some stuff that the Rockies and the White Sox, and I think the White Sox arrow was pointed up anyway, but teams like that not a bunch was expected from in a 162, as much as you possibly could in a pandemic, and that's impossible to get from hanging over your head. But once you actually get to the baseball playing part of it, I think you'll see a little bit. It's certainly in the month of August, a little maybe more wind in the sails of some of these teams that ordinarily we wouldn't expect much from. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but
yeah.
I think Kansas City fits the mold if they get off to a good start.
I think they do. I think everyone probably is thinking along those lines.
I think now, you're right. Everybody's in this boat.
I mean, why wouldn't you think of that? You've got big league players. Now, not all big league teams, as we know, are made alike. And it's interesting, you've got two lineups in Kansas City and Colorado that are really kind of, I mean, I probably would take the Rockies lineup over Kansas City's, but that's playing, 30 games in Coors Field?
Right.
I don't think there's much to choose from. I like the Royals lineup. I really do. But I think that and the one theme from guys that I've talked to and have been doing it now for the last few days is, hey, we're just thinking about getting to the season, which I believe is the main theme right now. I mean, it's great that the schedules have come out and good. We know that that Cleveland is where the Royals will start, and we're looking forward to it. Home opener against the White Sox, yada-da-yada-da-yada-da. But the fact of the matter is still plenty to negotiate before we get there, and that is the big story in Major League Baseball. It isn't the restarting of baseball per se from a schedule standpoint. It's getting there. But the one thing that guys have said consistently is the teams that stay the healthiest in the face of all of this are the teams that are going to have the best chance, obviously, to win. So from a competitive standpoint, that's kind of it seems like a duh remark, but in a 60-game sprint, how much difference is there really between all of these teams? The answer is that's why you play 162.
Yeah, right.
And does that
level the playing field and kind of handicap the Yankees and the Dodgers, who are kind of the odds-on favorite to if we played 162?
Yeah, I mean, they're the best teams, right? But we don't know. How much does this really play out? And, you know, the one thing that I've done is looked at records after 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't really do this because that's with a continuum of spring training, baseball in the end of March and April, so you have cold weather. I mean, everything is different, and you can't make an apples-to-apples comparison. But it's stunning at 60 games how many teams are still involved with a very realistic chance, if you put it in a 60-game frame, for a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how this is going to. We don't know how this is going to work. We don't even know if this is going to work out. But if it does,
yeah, I know.
Who knows, right?
It,
I mean,
if it does, it will have its own set of fascinating little moving pieces.
Totally.
So as long as we don't just, there's not an outbreak and it's totally banged, and then everybody's like, well, we tried.
Right, and here's the first
one. We can't do this.
The first one is how you use starting pitching. And you referred to this. I think we talked about this a little bit last week or even the week before. I mean, a quality start now is probably going to be 4 innings. I mean, if you can get 4 innings out of a starter right now with the challenge it's going to be to elongate these guys' arms, I think that you're ahead of the game. But what it does is it changes the way that you use your staff. I mean, all of a sudden now, if you're looking at 3 or 4 innings as a good go out of the gate, now all of a sudden your middle relief becomes huge.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely huge.
And you don't have to worry about wearing them out necessarily because you only got 60 games to negotiate with those guys.
Right.
And you get a
30-man roster. So you get a couple of extra arms early, but it quickly goes right back down to 26 before you even know it.
Well, I would guess it'll only take 2 or 3 starts before you start expecting.
Extending guy, yeah.
That six or seven innings is perfectly doable.
Right.
But so if we do this, no All-Star game, obviously. Games planned for London, Mexico City, and Puerto Rico have been canceled. The Cardinals will still take on the White Sox in Dyersville, Iowa. That's the
so
Field of
cool.
Dreams place. Yeah.
I so hope that it works out.
Cross your fingers
out. Hope
for
that
one.
It works. Yeah, no kidding.
That'll be August 13th if it happens. Jackie Robinson Day will be August 28th. That is a departure from April 15th.
Obviously, right?
August 28th is the date Martin Luther King Jr. led the March on Washington in 1963. Mm-hmm. Wasn't aware of that. And the date the Brooklyn Dodgers owner Branch Rickey talked to Jackie Robinson in 1945 about a future in the major leagues. That's according to ESPN.com, so that's kind of cool. 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues will be celebrated the 16th of August, and Roberto Clemente Day will be September 9th.
Nice.
Pending,
nice.
Of course. But there you have it. Major League Baseball and their 60-game schedule is out, and those, the game on the marquee, Nationals-Yankees, July 23rd.
Yep.
It's first game of the MLB season, followed by the Giants and Dodgers. Of course, if you know anything about the National League, that's a big-time rivalry out west. Let's see, 14 games will be played on July 24th, following opening night, including the first game at New Globe Life Field, where the Rockies will be taking on the Texas Rangers. In that, if you've seen, look online about in Twitter about Globe Life Field and what it looks like from the outside. Bless their hearts, they're just taking all
bless
kinds of
their
errors.
Hearts is right, but it's cool
the
in the inside, and it's nice.
Yeah,
when
inside
the, when
it's beautiful, of course.
And
yeah.
The stadium when the windows or the roof is open, and not that there'll be too many nights that roof will be open. My God,
or any, but, I don't know. Are they gonna
allow
exactly. that? That's a whole nother issue. Baseball in Arlington in the dead of summer with the roof open, but yeah. Anyway. So there you go. And, again, the Royals will open up in Cleveland. That game will be 6:10 our time. And we'll give you more details about listening to the Royals here on KFH as we get
now,
closer
Shane,
to
the,
it.
I should know more about this, but I haven't paid as much attention to it as I should have. I did scan the national games on ESPN and Fox, the two main outlets for Major League Baseball nationally. Nary a game for the Royals. The local television, I believe, is going to be done, but I don't think that they're traveling.
Correct.
TV units not traveling. Radio will be.
Can.
Which I think is interesting. But
yeah.
Anyway.
No, it makes sense for the TV guys just simply to be able to watch TV and talk about what they're
absolutely.
Looking at. That won't seem weird to me. I mean, we're kind of past that. The initial now the basketball games is getting off on a tangent, but when they remote those basketball games, mm-hmm. when they broadcast those basketball games remotely, that's a little off-putting. I think
it
you
is.
Can notice with that,
yep.
you know, that you can't see the entire arena. Because you're just following the camera. Baseball's a little different. I don't think the TV guys sitting in the booth in Kansas City while the team's in Cleveland will be that big of a deal. Will we see them on camera? How will they negotiate that? Will we have cutaways to them on camera like normally they do on site? I don't know. But, you know, this is a work in progress, man. The fact
sure.
that if they just get this off the ground and we can consume the games however we see fit, you know, watching on TV,
oh,
listening to KFH,
huge.
Whatever,
sure.
you'll take it. You'll take it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
No.
We talked a lot about Patrick Mahomes in the first segment. We kind of will circle back to him in a little bit for the Cindy O'HRO Twitter question because it has to do with Kansas City Chiefs quarterbacks. And we could take a little bit deeper dive in what the fans of the Chiefs have had to endure, maybe not quite the right word, because there have been some really good quarterbacks throughout the Chiefs' history. But to put it in perspective, we'll check in with Cindy's HRO Twitter question coming up on the other side of the break. And 19 minutes from now, we'll talk influential bands one more time, good and bad. And then at 10:25, Bryson DeChambeau. Is it possible for him to look like he does during a pandemic naturally? It's worth asking, because he is a different dude, and he is on top of the golf world right now. All that straight ahead on a Tuesday Sports Daily. It's Shane and Bruce and Jad, and this is KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.